Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good Wednesday. It is Dom time. The sun out. That always makes a difference here in the Dom Dome. Thanks for joining us. Did we reach a pivot point yesterday? We have a lot of stuff. There was a lot of questioning yesterday about masks, about face covering. Call them what you will. I put it up on Twitter. Did we reach a turning point? And I'll play you a couple of cuts of the president yesterday. One was the big cut about what to expect over the next couple of weeks. The other cut was about wearing a scarf. I think that's what President Trump said, or something like that. I put it up on Twitter, and I can tell people are not there yet. They're still rejecting this. The Washington Post has a piece today. It's like 11 printout pages, and in it they talk about the CDC. I'm going to run it down for you. Talks about how this is going to happen, how the pivot point is here. So I wish they had made it sooner. But I recognize this is a fluid situation, but I think there's foot dragging going on with this. I think the president is on board. Are you? And one savvy person at Dom Show 1210 on my Twitter said this could be, even if it's not 100% effective, I see some carping on that, and I get it. This could be a unifying moment. That's how I see it. I was struck yesterday, Dan, during the show, when people were calling in and talking about that very fact, that this could be a unifying thing, and they wanted to wear a Trump scarf, bandana, call it what you will, you know, some kind of face covering. A few people even sent me local companies that make this. So are we there yet? I am. I said it yesterday, but I'm saying it more forcefully today. Oh my God, you can't be there. This is traitorous. All right, so here's the president yesterday. Two major cuts. One, and I'm wondering if you're on board with this. I see some people, I think they're yo-yos. Yeah. In talk radio and other places, saying that the president's been brainwashed or something by this. This doesn't sound like Trump. Now, I think this does sound like Trump. And we talked with Corey Lewandowski yesterday about this. When Trump gets data, even though there's a lot of zigging and zagging, the president does the right thing. All right, so here's the major thing, Dan. President Trump talking about the level of this crisis.
15 days ago, we published our nationwide guidelines to slow the spread of the virus. On Sunday, I announced that this campaign will be extended until April 30th. In a few moments, Dr. Birx will explain the data that formed the basis for our decision to extend the guidelines, and Dr. Fauci will explain why it's absolutely critical for the American people to follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death. I know our citizens will rise to the occasion, and they already have sacrificed a lot. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the world. We had the best unemployment numbers and employment numbers that we've ever had by far. And in one instant, we said, we have no choice but to close it up. Just as Americans have always done, they will do a job like few have seen before, and they're proud to do it. And I see that. There's a great pride going on right now.
Okay. I think that is very measured, very presidential. Do you? 855-839-1210. Are you on board with that? Now, models are models. The hope is it's not going to be like that. It's not going to reach those numbers. But you hear President Trump saying in broad terms, we are going to go to the peak in the next couple of weeks. Now, you've heard New York may not peak till a certain point, Philadelphia to another point, all those things. I'm glad he said it. I think he did very well. These two-hour press conferences or more are remarkable. By the way, so I don't forget, Dan, your former employer, or you were an intern there, whatever, our buddy Howard Stern, maybe this will make his producers list again, strikes again yesterday going after Trump, calling him a guy second to none, just being interested in himself and talking about ratings. Well, that's all that Howard Stern ever does, talk about his ratings. Trump's talking about the ratings of these news conferences. You know why, and I know why. He's doing it to push back against the media who are trying to censor him from the American people. He's making the point that for a lot of reasons, the American people want to see this. And you see people cutting away, the networks, etc., trying to hem him in and trying to just cherry pick anything that they think is bad in these news conferences. That's what it's coming down to. That's why he's talking about ratings. But Howard Stern, smarter than the room, can't resist yesterday on his show going after Trump as if he's a guy that's inside this, knows Trump and the whole thing. And he's talking to his audience about how he doesn't want to waste time doing this, but he's got to tell you what goes on in the mind of Trump and how bad it is. And the reason that people are watching these conferences are because they're scared to death by Trump. And they're just hoping that Trump has a degree of sanity. Well, that seemed pretty sane to me, the president's analysis. Now, he's entertaining. He goes off script. He does other stuff. But the core of it is right there. Now, here's Trump, I think, getting ahead of the CDC. Tucker Carlson last night asking the question. It's kind of unknowable, other than once they latch on to something, they want to push back against popular opinion. And I have another reason why the CDC and others from their memos did not suggest wearing some kind of covering. But here's President Trump thinking, what's wrong? And you have to tell me why you would not do this. What is it? I had people, well, what are we going to be doing on Twitter? Going out to restaurants after this? How am I going to eat with a bandana over my face or a mask? Yeah, that would be a challenge. Here's what President Trump said about it yesterday, indicating there's a pivot point here. I don't know by today's conference. If I had a stake on it, I'd say yes. You're going to get guidance. We don't want you trying to buy up masks. We need them for the front line, but we do recommend it's a good idea to wear something, if not a surgical mask, certainly not the N95, but it's a something to protect yourself and, more importantly, to protect others from contagion. Here's the president breaking that down.
You didn't answer your question.
Yeah, the mask. What's your recommendation?
Okay.
Well, I understand there's an issue with supply.
That's right.
If there
you can use a scarf. A scarf is, everybody, a lot of people have scarves, and you can use a scarf. Scarf would be very good. And my feeling is if people want to do it, there's certainly no harm to it. I would say do it, but use a scarf if you want, you know, rather than going out and getting a mask or whatever. We're making millions and millions of masks. But we want them to go to the hospitals. I mean, one of the things that Dr. Fauci told me today is we don't want them competing. We don't want everybody competing with the hospitals where you really need them. So you can use scarves. You can use something else over your face. It doesn't have to be a mask. But it's not a bad idea, at least for a period of time. I mean, eventually you're not going to want to do that. You're not going to have to do that. This is going to be gone. It'll be gone, hopefully gone for a long time.
That's very measured to me in his own style. You know, that's the really, really good Trump there, in my view. That cut. That is it right there. You're not going to do this forever. You know, we're not saying that. We're not saying compete with the mask. We're saying, hey, there's a reason for this, and it's a unifying thing. Here's a simple question. Maybe you've never called before. And I have people on Twitter reading me the riot act, essentially. They're saying they're just praying to God or something, and they're not going to wear something like this. Hey, I'm not going to ever impugn religion. But you know you have to help yourself, too. Is this a unifying thing? Maybe this helps stop someone who is positive with the coronavirus from spreading it to someone else because they're unaware they're not having any of the symptoms. And you help by doing this. Now, I haven't done it yet, Dan, and I know Dan is a little bit unconvinced. And one of the reasons is the CDC in this memo, it's like a 10-page long memo that I have here with the White House, they say this is not culturally appropriate to people. That's why there's reluctance. I have to admit, when I see people in Asia walking around with these masks all the time and all the rest of it, I think it's goofy. What the heck are they doing? What's with the mask? Well, some of it's pollution, some of it's other stuff, and it's culturally acceptable. I noticed before this really hit any kind of peak, when I used to go through the train station near where the station is now, over on Market Street, I saw a number of people that were Asian wearing masks. Not everyone, but a number of them. Well before it was this crunch point that we're at. So is this a unifying thing? I thought that was a real sharp comment on Twitter by a guy saying, like, World War II, war bonds, collecting scrap metal. People are looking for something to do that's unifying to be part of the fight. Is this it? Particularly if you're wearing a MAGA scarf, and several sent me companies that make them, or you're doing something along the lines of a bandana or something that's Trumpian, something like that, or USA, they have those products. 855-839-1210. The question is this something that you would do? Now, they recommend, if you do it, have something that's washable. Something that you could wash and reuse and still contour it to your face. Look, I get it. It's not perfect. It's the eyes. It's all that stuff. I get all that. There's no perfection here. But the question is, this is going to happen. We've been way ahead of this talking about this. Are you okay with this? Do you feel it's a move that indicates panic? And again, this piece with the CDC says, an ideal face cover can be cleaned in a washing machine dry without damage or distorting its shape. Now, I've never worn anything like that. I have worn a face mask when it was real cold out, that type of thing. And Dan talked about that yesterday. So Dan, on a scale of 10, I'm at a 9.5 on this. Next grocery store trip, I'm going to do that. How about you?
I'm probably about with you on this whole thing.
What turned you on it?
Just talking about it. I don't know. Getting the word out and just thinking, you know, it might be safer. It might be a better idea.
Yeah. Now there is discomfort. There are some things associated with it. We don't want people going and trying to scrounge up masks and all that to keep them. We know all that. I thought this was the really practical Trump there breaking it down. And it's an indicator of what's going to happen. They are going to make that recommendation. I'm predicting today because I think they've been foot dragging. Now, Tucker Carlson goes nuts last night, though. Want to play you that cut. He wants to know, are we being lied to by these people? You know, now people are turning and saying, well, why didn't you tell us this all along? Now, that's a little bit extreme. But these experts like the Surgeon General and others poo-pooing it make you wonder why they are. Here's what Carlson said.
Now, from the start, honesty would have been the right policy in the face of this. We could have just said to the public, we messed up, but healthcare professionals, the sick and the elderly need the masks most so they get priority. And people would have understood that because it makes sense. But the government didn't do that. Instead, they told us lies, dumb lies that anyone who thought about it for a second could see right through. They told the public, you shouldn't buy masks because masks don't work. On February 29th, the Surgeon General tweeted this, quote, seriously, people, stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing the general public from catching coronavirus. But if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. The CDC amplified this untruth even now. The CDC's official coronavirus guidelines only recommend wearing masks for those who are sick or their caregivers. The press joined in, too. A CNN piece from March 2nd says this, quote, Americans don't need masks. The CDC says that healthy people in the U.S. should not wear them because they won't protect them from the novel coronavirus. In fact, face masks might actually increase your risk for infection if they aren't worn properly. But medical workers who treat patients with novel coronavirus do need them, unquote. Time magazine joined in to whine, quote, health experts are telling healthy people not to wear face masks for coronavirus. So why are so many doing it? Why do you think, Time Magazine, you moron? The article suggests that believing in masks is some kind of superstition, like not walking under ladders or being afraid of black cats. It's insulting. It's ridiculous. They're telling you masks don't work unless you work in a hospital? How does that work? Does mask effectiveness change based on what job you do? They're only useful if you're already sick? What? Coronavirus can spread from asymptomatic carriers. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Oh, wait, you're just too dumb to wear the mask. Okay, because they're really hard to put on. Of course masks work. Everyone knows that. Dozens of research papers have proved it. In South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, the rest of Asia, where coronavirus has been kept under control, masks were key. So look, we understand there's a shortage of masks. We understand only certain people should get them because it's a triage moment. We get it. But stop lying to us because it makes us cynical. It divides the country. Tell the truth. We can handle it.
There you go. That's where I am exactly. So are you with a face covering? That's what we ought to call it. I have what they're going to build their PSA campaign, the White House and CDC around Dom Giordano's show with what the president said yesterday. 855-839-1210. Now, before we get to that, Phil Murphy yesterday publicly, and Nancy Pelosi the day before did an interview with the New York Times saying, oh boy, this is at the top of their wish list for another, quote, stimulus bill. I know it's not a stimulus, another big spending bill. I object to this next one, infrastructure and all that. Anyhow, Murphy publicly in his big news conference urged Pelosi to push for the elimination of the cap on state and local tax deductions as part of any forthcoming stimulus package. Now, that's what SALT means is New Jersey robs you at the state level and local level. And then they get you a federal tax break for that robbery, highway robbery, and the feds then are supposed to pick up the bill, right? Well, that's not the way he sees this. He says this will be a Main Street stimulus. Undo the SALT deduction cap. I forget it if it's set at $10,000 or $15,000 to help New Jersey's middle-class homeowners. Specifically urged Pelosi over the course of two conversations he said on Monday to lift the cap. Oh, it's $10,000. Yeah, it imposed a $10,000 cap on state and local deductions. Here again, does it ever end that their mindset is out there? They're never going to give it up, even a crisis like this. So 1 second, you got to do the pivot. You got to do the Murphy shuffle. 1 second, you're shutting down the world. Existential threat is going to wipe us out, okay? And then you pivot in the next sentence to say, oh, by the way, the thing I really want to help business, to help taxpayers, not opening businesses up, not cutting ever any of these egregious taxes. What I want is Nancy Pelosi to force the Fed to take away this, to take away the cap of $10,000 on these deductions. Just think of how outrageous it is. That's what the state and local taxes are. These people are sickening and sick at the same time. In the middle of this, they spread panic and then they pivot at the same time. And never, Murphy also said yesterday, nope, we will not consider self-service gas. Now, you know, again, none of these things are consistent with what they're saying one moment to the next. And the reason is they're all part of an agenda of both grabbing more power. That's the panic part. They love that. By the way, too, do you notice he also said yesterday, these states that are not doing the right thing, they're not going to throw gasoline on the fire here in New Jersey by letting their residents travel through New Jersey. So these dictators, they love these borders. The Carney guy over in Delaware loves it. You have to self-quarantine if you're coming from another state, all that stuff, New York. And yet when it comes to borders, and you know, I've said over the last 15 years, one of the major reasons why we want to stop illegal immigration and this storming of the border is disease. How many times have we talked about leprosy, these other diseases that are coming in that we haven't seen before, that we have no way of knowing what the heck is going on with this? Yeah, there's a real fear with that. They poo-poo that. Because the agenda there is getting as many people to come in that progressives think are going to vote for them ultimately to change America. But When it comes going state to state, suddenly they want border guards set up. It is amazing. It is hard to do if you're a rational person, but they do it flawlessly. Kudos to the governor yesterday. I mean, what execution. One moment, talking about ventilators, talking about death and destruction. The next, let's pivot to the SALT, S-A-L-T, state and local tax deductions from the federal government. What a tour de force. Amazing. Let's go to Billy in Kennesaw Square. And Billy's next on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very well.
I've got 23 years experience in the military, and we were always prepared for NBC and nuclear biological chemical attacks, and we had a lot of MOP, that's mission oriented protective posture equipment. And also as a contractor, from time to time I come across places where there's a lot of dust, debris, and then sometimes asbestos in the air. Now, the most important thing about masks, whether it be military or civilian, is fitting. They have to fit. They have to be airtight.
Let me just stop you there, though. You're letting the perfect be the enemy of the good, or possibly good. We know all that. What the president is suggesting, though, is this has a mitigating effect, it's believed, of some import. Now, we don't want to send the wrong message. You can break social distancing then. But what in the world would be wrong about citizens wanting to unify and come up with their own form, even USA scarves and things like that? Why not do that?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Okay. But I think that everyone just needs to be completely factual in what the use is and what the product is. Right. Because the masks that I see people wearing on the street, any amount of air that goes around that mask makes it totally a moot point, right? Because a virus is about the smallest particulate that you're going to come across. And if that thing is not airtight, then it doesn't serve any purpose. Now, I think it's most useful in anyone that is sick or ill because it prevents particulate from leaving that person. It's just like the old cliche, not cliche, but picture that we see of surgeons in a surgery room wearing masks while they're operating on people. That's not to protect them from the patient. That's to protect the patient
from
them.
Right, we got it.
Them.
Thank you, Billy. Here's my point again, though. The president saying there, and to Billy's point, he's got a lot of expertise. I'm not going to tread on it. I'm not one of those guys. I'm saying to you, though, this has two effects. One, it has some degree of effect, whether it's perfect or not. Can we concede that? And two, does it have a unifying effect? In other words, will people feel more unified in this? Or culturally, do we just think this is goofy and we're not going to go for it? Is that what the objection is? That's what the CDC tells the White House. This is not culturally acceptable. I think they ought to tell the truth to the American people, though, and say it's okay to do this. It might help. That's the bottom line, is it not?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.